my leaders, Matt and Tika and Crystal and Sunny and Victor. And I want to thank all of them for allowing me to be up here and for this opportunity. And I just want to get right into it. So if you guys could turn to 2 Timothy 4, 5. Okay, it says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work in bringing others to Christ. Complete the ministry God has given you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, I come before you today, God. I pray, my God, as a preacher, my God, it's not me, my God, but it's you speaking to them, God. I pray, God, that you help me, my God, be on fire for you, my God. Help us bring fire, my God. I pray, God, that you help me in your same way. And we gotta not have sin because that's what kills our fire. And if you're wondering why your gospel isn't touching others, then it hasn't touched you. You know, we gotta stop getting slapped around by Satan and start fighting back. We gotta stop fighting God and start fighting Satan. You know? And you know, I was looking at my notes, like from before, I guess, and I think it was Victor that said this is, you know, the devil gave like the demons each assignment, which is to take all of this out. And you know, the Satan, like, little demons are like nobodies. If we all get together and we do what they, like, we do what they do, the like, opposite thing is, we'll, like, you know, blow up this ministry, you know. Hawaii wouldn't be known as, like, the little church, you know. We'll be, like, on fire, you know. And, you know, sometimes we talk about Plan B, and I never understood what it was, you know. Like, I never understood, like, what the heck is Plan B, you know. But it's more like, you know, for that gangster, you know. I'm going to keep that bandana, I'm going to keep that thing that reminds me of it just in case this little church thing doesn't work, or I'm going to keep that little skirt just in case this little church thing doesn't work, you know. My plan B was those razor blades, you know. I would keep that in my bag just in case, you know, somebody hurt me again, or, you know, I would, like, hurt myself again, or... So we can't have a plan B because that's still keeping secrets in, you know. We can't be a generation that just makes church a little base, you know. We got to really commit to this, and my title was Train Today and Lead Tomorrow, and it's basically today we're going to learn about all this, you know, and tomorrow we got to put in some work, you know, we got to go to the streets, and we got to go minister, you know, you know, us young people can talk the talk, but can we really walk the walk, you know? We say we could go stand on that bench, but when you're at school, what do? You know, like, you're just sitting right there, you know? You just, you know, you say you're going to talk to your friends, but I know I used to do that. You know, I used to be like, yeah, I'm so on fire, blah, blah, blah. But when I went to school, it's just like, oh, yeah, crickets. we got to stop being phonies. We got to stop living a double life, you know? Let's serve God with our whole heart. And Romans 1:16, it says, for I am not ashamed of God, for this God, the news of Christ, it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. And, you know, even God wants us to have this fire. And
I'm going to close out in a word of prayer. Dear God, I come before you today, my God. I pray, God, that each one of us, my God, will be trained today, my God, and we will lead tomorrow, my God. We won't be phonies, my God. We won't be chameleons, my God. We won't have a plan B, God, but we'll serve you forever, my God. We'll put this into work, God. I pray.